Unit 5. Developing Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 3 and 4. Speaker 1.
This job demands a lot of skill and energy. You are responsible for helping people to learn something difficult. It requires a patient and calm person. If somebody had a serious accident, then you would be responsible for helping them. In my opinion, it would also suit a fairly sociable person, someone who loved being outside and working with people. You'd have to be passionate about the sport, too.
Speaker 2.
Well, there are lots of different kinds, but I would say that most people in this field have a very analytical and careful mind. They like to look at detail and to search for clues and patterns and to enjoy collecting lots of data. I think you have to be very patient to do this job, as it can be very repetitive. If I had this job, I'd go mad, as there is no room for creativity. I also wouldn't like to wear that coat or to be stuck in one place all the time.
Speaker 3.
To do this job, you have to be able to think really quickly and to be a questioning person. You should respect people, but you also have to be quite persistent. For example, if these people talk to politicians, they know how to ask the same question in lots of different ways. Some find these people annoying, but they're important because if we didn't have them, we wouldn't get our daily news, and we certainly wouldn't find out the truth about what is happening at home and abroad.
Speaker 4.
I think to do this job, you have to have a really good eye. You have to be creative and also to know how to do things differently. If you are the same as everyone else, you won't get noticed. So creativity is really important. Lots of people do this for fun, but to do it as a job, you must have style. You also need to be able to get on with people to make them feel relaxed if they are your subject. If people don't feel comfortable with you, your work won't look natural.